Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The conflict between the church and the state over the coronavirus pandemic must be handled in a Christ-like manner. That's the headline. David James comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, would you take a moment and give us some real practical things that churches and individual believers need to keep in mind as we all try to work our way through this uncharted waters?
Well, as I said last week, Jimmy, I think we need to believe the best about one another and stay away from judging motives or even the spirituality of those who choose to handle this differently than we do. And I would extend this to wearing face masks and a lot of other things as well. I do think a lot of this is about control from the side of the government, and there are those on both sides of the aisle who are exploiting this pandemic for their own political purposes. That's not good. And I also think that in some cases they may actually be targeting churches, even though I think a good case can be made for the churches to be essential services, as President Trump said in May, and we do have constitutional protections. On the other hand, concerning obeying God rather than men, in context in Acts 5, that was about preaching the gospel specifically, and the government isn't forbidding or limiting that, as far as I know, in any place. And concerning assembling together, at the time, some Christians in Rome were forced to meet in the catacombs of Rome and secretly in small house groups. It wasn't about having large worship services with hundreds or even thousands in attendance. So I think when we take all of this together, as we said last week, we need to give other believers some room to come to different conclusions than we do, and other churches to handle this as they see fit based on the situation in their area and how the congregation and the leadership of the church sees it. And Jimmy, we continue to be in an evolving situation, and I think each of us on both sides may think about this differently even in a few months from now.
David James, with Bible in hand, giving us practical advice on how the church should handle its conflict with the government as concerning the coronavirus pandemic. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dave's advice, based upon biblical truth, is key for the church in America to handle any conflict with the dictates from the government. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 tells us that we must meet together as the church as we await that next event prophetically, the rapture, when Jesus calls us up to be with him forever. However, remember that Jesus said, Matthew chapter 18 and verse 20, that where two or three are gathered together, we can worship him. As we await that next event prophetically, the rapture, when Jesus calls us up to be with him forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...